What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
That's Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service. Hello, Catherine. Catherine Martin is right here, right before our very eyes. Oh, you've got a polka dot outfit today. Look at that. How nice. And even on your head, what is that, a scarf?
Yeah, a headband to match. So just
very nice.
Like to be coordinated.
Of course. Well, Catherine is with the garden, Missouri Botanical Garden, Shaw's Garden, if you prefer. So I don't see any flowers.
I know. I should have worn a floral print.
Oh, you should have.
Yes.
But they probably don't let you take the flowers out to show to people, though, do they?
They like to keep them at the garden.
They got a lot of orchids there now, don't they?
We do. The orchid show just opened yesterday, and that is a chance to see hundreds of beautiful orchids with thousands of blooms in all kinds of colors, shapes, and sizes.
Sure. It's amazing. I mean, it really is. The people, an orchid show. When you see an orchid, you see one, you've seen them all. That's not the case.
It is not. I think people think about the orchids you see at the grocery store, you know, the big purple or pink blooms, but orchids come in almost every color of the rainbow. Some are big, some are really small. And we have, at the Missouri Botanical Garden, one of the largest and oldest collections of orchids in the country. So you'll see orchids at the orchid show that you can't see anywhere else.
So where do you see it? It's cold. You heard that weather forecast? They're not outside, are they?
They are not.
Oh,
orchids
good.
Are tropical plants, so they are very happy to be in our brand new Emerson Conservatory. And that just opened in November for our holiday floral show. And it is the new home to our orchid show, and it has a permanent collection of Mediterranean plants as well. So you feel like you're on a little bit of a vacation there.
Now, this Emerson Conservatory, physically, where is it in the property?
It's in the new Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center, so you don't even have to go outside. You walk right into the Visitor Center, and you can go into the conservatory and stay warm the whole time.
That sounds very nice. And what about food? Do you still have the cafe?
Yes, we have two dining options in the Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center. There's Sassafras Cafe and Sassafras Restaurant. So the cafe is coffee, hot tea, chocolate, some treats to go. And then you can also go to Sassafras Restaurant and have a full lunch and sit down and have a meal.
What about Sassafras Tea?
There's tea, yes.
Sassafras Tea?
I'd have to check the menu.
Because if it's sassafras, and that would seem to make sense.
They do have a pretty good selection.
That is really something you don't. I haven't seen sassafras tea for a long time. I used to get it at the grocery store. I haven't seen it for years and years and years. What about a mulberry tree? There used to be a wonderful mulberry tree there.
We still have some mulberries on property.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and there is some. If you are willing to venture out into the cold, there are some things in bloom right now, too. Our witch hazel is blooming out on garden grounds. So there are some things to see. And, of course, the climatron is the place to be in winter.
Temperature there, what, about 80-something degrees?
85 degrees every day. So you're talking about a tropical vacation. You don't have to leave.
You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to Shaw's Garden. And the entrance down is the 4300 block of Shaw. It's easy to get to off 4440 Kings Highway. I think most people know how to get there. How many people come there every year?
We usually welcome more than 1 million visitors every year.
Oh, my goodness.
And they come from all over.
What about during COVID? Did that drop a lot?
That did drop, especially 2020. We were closed for 3 months, which was... the right thing to do, but it was very difficult because it was spring. So we had all of these beautiful flowers coming into bloom and no one got to see them. Yeah. We did offer virtual tours so people could see them online.
Oh, my gosh. How interesting.
Yes.
Bob Kramer, who just died tragically of the marionettes. He grew orchids.
Yes. Yeah. And he's a longtime friend of the garden.
Oh, good.
Perform at the garden at various events.
Oh,
he was at the grand opening of our Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center.
Oh, that is so sad about him.
We're thinking of their family. Yes. We're very sorry for that.
Yes, we are too. Ed Wilson, there's a name you're not going to know, but I have a lot of our listeners who have been around in the 40s and the 50s, even into the 60s. Ed Wilson was, in more ways than one, a big disc jockey. He was very rotund. And he was a very good announcer, radio announcer, TV announcer. Had a lot of TV shows, and he raised orchids for years.
Really?
He lived in Kirkwood, had his own greenhouse. And that goes back maybe into the 60s, and that was about it. Now, you got some glass coming, not just any glass, but this is a return. You already have some glass.
Yes.
What do you have?
We have Chihuly glass coming. We have Chihuly in the Garden 2023 coming this May. And we are so excited. As you mentioned, we did have a Chihuly exhibition a number of years ago, back in 2006. And since that time, we've had people asking, when's Chihuly coming back? When is Chihuly coming back? So we're thrilled to be able to say it's now. It's coming back 2023.
Now, you do have some parts of it there still today, don't you?
We do. So after the 2006 Chihuly exhibition, we had some very generous donors who purchased some of those pieces, and we keep them permanently at the garden. So there's the blue chandelier that a lot of people remember from our former visitor center. That's actually one of the top questions we get in the new visitor center is, where is the blue chandelier? It is in the climatron, so you can still see it.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's hanging up top of the climatron. It looks very neat among that canopy.
So now this is going to be, the weather's going to be good because it doesn't open till May.
Yes, so it will be nice in spring and warm.
And last till October 15th. It's an amazing thing to see. They need special protection. I just always keep thinking, what if a bird runs into them or somebody throws a rock at them? Or what?
They are usually insured for that reason, in case something happens. Or it's St. Louis, we could have weather, we could have hail.
That's right.
Anything can happen.
Has anything happened?
So we do, in addition to the chandelier, we have the sunrise and sunset pieces that go in the rose garden. Those are the yellow sun-looking pieces. So we've had some of those that each Chihuly is made up of hundreds of pieces of glass. Mm-hmm. So some of them have broken over the years, and it is insured, so we can...
Now, who is Chihuly?
Dale Chihuly is a world-renowned glass artist. He makes these beautiful, intricate, hand-blown glass sculptures, and he really likes to display them at botanical gardens. So they've been at botanical gardens all around the world. Mm-hmm. And the Missouri Botanical Garden at that 2006 show was actually only the third show that he had done in a botanical garden. And since the Missouri Botanical Garden is so large, it's 79 acres, that really showed him the possibilities of what he could do. And it kind of set the roadmap for their future shows.
79 acres.
79 acres, right in the heart of St. Louis City.
But if you've never, there are people who have never gone. It's hard to believe, but I know there are. I've talked to people, well, I thought about going sometime. The stuff they'll see is just incredible.
Yes, there are
even things, the architecture.
Yes, yeah. Some of the structures there have been there since the garden opened in 1859, so you can see some of that historic architecture. And then we have the brand new building, so there's the whole scope of things. And the Climatron, of course, is very interesting architecturally as well.
Well, it is. It's quite unusual. And it has changed a bit over the years as far as the structure, how it was done with the glass and the plastic and all that. What about the Linnean House?
Yeah, the Linnean House is one of those original structures that I was talking about. So that was around in 1859, Henry Shaw's time, when the garden opened. And some people might be familiar with kind of its sister greenhouse that's in Tower Grove Park, the Piper Palm House. So it's very similar in structure. But it is the oldest continuously operating greenhouse west of the Mississippi.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, that's something. Very similar to the orangery at Kensington Palace in London. There's something else coming up. Bayer Center?
The Bayer Event Center is the final piece of our visitor center project, and that's going to open this spring. So that is an event center for weddings, as you can imagine.
Oh, sure.
The garden's a very popular place
for
weddings.
Yes, it is.
But also for, you know, conventions, corporate events, anyone who wants to rent out that building. It's going to be a really unique and beautiful space.
Now, what about the museum? Is that still there?
Yes. So the museum, the Stephen and Peter Sachs Museum, is really a treasure that a lot of people, even if they're familiar and they come to the garden a lot, they miss it or they don't know that it's there or that it's open again. But it is open, and we have a really neat exhibit right there called Botanical Resonance, and it's about plants and sound. So there's musical instruments from all over the world that are made of plants, because most musical instruments are. And there's also two different art installations you can see that are just really unique interpretations of plants.
Is that open now?
It's open. Yes, Tuesday through Sunday, and you can find all of that on our website, mobot.org/museum, but it is open right now, and again, when it's a little chilly outside, it's great to step inside and warm up and see this really unique exhibit.
What about the nighttime events? They've gone over very well.
Yes, so actually that 2006 Chihuly event was kind of the first time we started doing that, and then we had the lantern exhibit where we did that again. And visitors just love being in the garden at night, especially when it's lit up. It's just kind of a magical experience. So now we have Garden Glow, and with Chihuly, we'll have Chihuly Nights, Tuesdays through Sundays. So that'll be a lighted viewing of the Chihuly exhibit with live music and other entertainment. And it is magical to be in the garden.
It is. It really is.
At sunset. I know you said you sometimes took sunset strolls through the garden.
Oh, many strolls.
Yes.
Many, many strolls. Countless, to be truthful. A long, long, far away time when I lived two doors from the garden, when the old entrance in Tower Grove. And it was always interesting. The Cleveland Gate was never locked. Anybody could go in there 24 hours a day, in or out.
That is interesting. It is.
There weren't many people going to the garden like today.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. It was the main Palm House, which is where the Climatron is. That was there. But it wasn't busy like it is today. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday it was a little busy, but not like today. Now, where do people park today? Where's the main parking is there on the west side, south, or the northwest side?
Yes, and the north side of the building. And then we have a few satellite lots as well, like one across from O'Connell's Pub.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another one. So there's plenty of parking, and we, welcome visitors.
What are they charged to park?
Parking is free, so we offer those. The main lot and the two satellite lots are all free.
Now, what about admission to the garden itself?
Yes, so it's kind of a range, depending. So it's $14 for the general public, but if you are a St. Louis City or County resident, $6, and it's actually free Wednesday and Saturday before noon for St. Louis City and County residents.
How interesting. Wednesday and Saturday. I have to remember, I guess you get some big crowds for that.
Yes, and those people who, you know, you say have never been to the garden, that's a great chance to check it out. Come on a Wednesday or a Saturday before noon and visit for free, and I bet you'll be back again.
I bet you will come back. Catherine Martin, our gardener of the day here on KMOX, and this is Johnny Rabbit. We'll be back to talk some more about one of the great places of St. Louis, and an institution that literally is known around the world, just like the Gateway Arch. We're on KMOX, and this is Johnny Rabbit at your service.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Aha, we're at your service. Catherine Martin from the Missouri Botanical Garden is here. People still call it Shaw's Garden, though. Many, many times you will hear that. Henry Shaw started all that. When did he start that? Was it 1859,
the garden opened.
Gosh. And it ended in the same location. This is not one of the places that moved around.
Yes, it is actually the oldest continuously operating botanical garden in the U.S.
Gosh, I didn't know that. The Kew Garden in London is big. Have you been there?
Yes, I actually have. So they are a little bit older. They're about 100 years older than us. Mm-hmm. So we're the oldest in the U.S., but things
over there is a little older. Well, everything's older there, everything.
Yes, and Kew is beautiful. And we actually partner with them a lot in our research team. We do a lot of work with Kew Garden.
Yeah, research. That has become it always has been big. Now, you have a research center over on Vandeventer and Shaw.
Yes, we do. And science has been a part of the Missouri Botanical Garden since Henry Shaw's time, mm-hmm. since it opened. But we do have a really large research program where we do conservation work all around the world. The Missouri Botanical Garden is in Madagascar, we're in South America, good. Central America.
Gosh. What about that research center? I'm sure that's not open to the public, though, is it?
No, we do sometimes offer tours of that, but generally it's not open to the public.
And what about the library itself?
Yes. So that, again, you can make an appointment to visit, and the Peter Raven Library is a really fascinating place with some books that are hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Yes.
Rare, very, very cool place.
Yeah, it really is. Butterflies, too. Now, butterflies are not there. The butterflies are somewhere else. The
butterflies are out in Chesterfield. So the Botanical Garden actually operates three sites. We have our main campus in South City, the Butterfly House in Chesterfield, and then Shaw Nature Reserve out in Gray Summit. And the Butterfly House on Tuesday is going to be kicking off Morpho Mardi Gras. So they have thousands of beautiful blue Morpho butterflies that'll fill their tropical conservatory. Another great place to warm up in the winter. Again, about 85 degrees in there. So
nice and warm.
You can warm up and see some tropical plants and butterflies.
Now, that's not as well known as the garden itself, but it's been around for a few years.
Yes, so it is actually the 25th anniversary this year of the Butterfly House. So not quite 1859,
right,
but
not
it's,
quite, not
it's
quite,
got
but
its
nonetheless.
Own history. Yes.
Well, I wonder why they're not together.
So it opened, there was about a year before the Botanical Garden adopted the Butterfly House. So it opened out there in Chesterfield, and so we've had it ever since. And then we also have Shaw Nature Reserve out in Gray Summit, which is, we talked about orchids earlier. That was actually purchased during when pollution was so bad in the city of St. Louis that the orchids were starting to die at the Botanical Garden. So they were going to move them all out to Gray Summit to escape the pollution.
Anyway, that was really a terrible time.
Yes. Fortunately, things turned around. We
it did.
Keep the orchids.
A lot.
But now we have beautiful acreage out there, and it's a wonderful place to take a hike if you haven't been out there. Mm-hmm. It's 14 miles of trails, and it's great in every season.
Well, now we were talking about all these places, the Nature Reserve, the Butterfly House, the Missouri Botanical Garden. Who owns all this?
Well, the Missouri Botanical Garden was originally Henry Shaw's property, as was Tower Grove Park. He donated the park to the city, and then the garden is still operates under Henry Shaw's will.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
After all this time.
Yes, that is still the driving force behind it. We do, of course, get that Zoo Museum District tax money as well, which supports us.
And there's you get admission tickets.
Yes, we have admission, and we
have. What does it cost to come to the garden?
$14 is our general admission, and then $6 city and county residents.
Now, with the Tower Grove House itself. What about that? That's a beautiful, bold house.
So that is Henry Shaw's country home. So believe it or not, that was considered the country in his time.
Hard to believe.
And it is still on garden grounds, and it's closed at the moment, but there are times when it's open and you can tour it.
Why is it closed?
Just for some maintenance. Mm. So it should reopen soon, and then you will be able to see what it looked like in his time. There's historic furniture, and it's just really interesting to see the architecture and the inside of it.
And if you were at the main entrance to that house and looking to the north, you would see Henry Shaw, his mausoleum and his effigy, so to speak, that's there.
Yes, he's still there. And an interesting fact is that that's actually his second mausoleum. There's another one you can see on garden grounds. There's a big angel statue
in
there.
Yes, yeah.
He built that, and he lived long enough, so he lived till 1889. He was 89 years old, which in that time was a pretty unusual.
I was up there, for those years.
So he lived long enough that he decided he didn't like the first mausoleum, and he made a different one that was even grander.
Yep, it is. There is a difference. That's right. A lot of people don't know, what is that angel in there? Do you know what it, I used to know that, but I've forgotten.
Yes, it is a statue, and I can't think of its name.
I can't think of it either. Well, go look for it. Maybe find out, solve a mystery. What's the angel about? And then if somebody wants to come to have a wedding, what do? And they just contact your office?
They can go onto our website and find some information. And there's a phone number to call as well. And as you can imagine, it's very popular to have a wedding at the garden. So I would book early if you want to.
Yeah, definitely want to. Now, when did you get started? Catherine Martin, who we're speaking with from the Missouri Botanical Garden, when did you start there?
I just celebrated my 5-year anniversary.
Good for you. Now, what did you do before that?
I was actually a journalist before that. So
for who? For what? For doing? What did you do?
I got my start at the Columbia Daily Tribune in Columbia, Missouri, and then I worked at Missouri Lawyers Weekly. Until recently was housed right here downtown. They just moved out to Fenton, I believe.
So, but now you're in journalism, so to speak.
Yes, different side of things, but can't imagine a better institution to work for than the Missouri Botanical Garden.
I mean, it's just and a wonderful atmosphere all the time.
Yes, it's hard to beat that workplace.
Do you have any idea how many people do work there?
We have over 400 staff members, and that does include the two different sites, the Butterfly House and Shaw Nature Reserve, and then again those scientists who work all around the world.
Sure, that's true. That's there's a lot that goes into this. It's
there
not just,
is.
Oh, here's, oh, what about the train show?
The holiday train show?
Going to come back?
Yes. So we had the holiday show this year with the poinsettias, and the trains will be back next year.
Oh, good.
Everyone will be very excited to see those trains.
Yeah, they will be very happy. That's a wonderful exhibition. Now, what building will that be in now?
So that will be in the Emerson Conservatory where the orchid show is right mm-hmm. now. So that has the permanent display of Mediterranean plants, and then it also will house these floral shows.
I'm looking at some of the nice notes that you sent me, and there's something called the botanical resonance. Is that... The sound thing you talked about?
Yes, that's the exhibit in the Saxe Museum, which again is on garden grounds. It's open when the gardens open, and it's a look at plants and sound, so musical instruments from around the world. There's an installation of sounds of the rainforest that's really neat. It's just a different way to think about sound.
Sure, and then there's going to be all the other stuff, like the Chinese and the Japanese events.
Yes. Yeah, spring will start up and we'll have our usual series of events. So we have Chinese Culture Days, Whitaker Concert Series will be back this summer, which everyone loves those. We'll have Japanese Festival, Best of Missouri Market.
Best of Missouri Market. When is that going to be?
That's in October. And so that is a very great time to get a kind of a head start on your holiday shopping from all of these vendors who are local from St. Louis or Missouri. And mm-hmm. you can get some really unique handmade goods there.
Well, Catherine, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're very kind to be here. I appreciate it very much. Next time, you've got to wear some flowers, though.
I will.
That should be mandatory.
Floral prints every day. I'll
Thanks again.
That.
Catherine Martin Thanks. From the Missouri Botanical Garden. Glad you're here. We're at your service. I'm Johnny Rabbit and KMOX. Monica is going to be here. Monica Adams. You know her from many places, most recently on Channel 5, before that on Channel 2, at KMOX and various radio stations. We're going to talk about what she's doing these days. And she's doing a lot, so you're going to have an interesting half hour coming up right here with Johnny Rabbit at your service on KMOX. There it is, at your service, and Monica Adams is with us. This is Johnny Rabbit, and we begin at the beginning here of our little talk. It was so strange last week. I called Monica and said, come on the air, you'll do it. And then that very night, Friday, there you are on the air for two solid hours, a big show.
Wow. It was funny. I said, oh, I'll actually be there this evening.
And it was very interesting, though. I'll be honest, I didn't hear the whole thing, but I heard the beginning and the end.
It was wonderful. I have had tons of people stop me in the gym and just say, oh my gosh, it was great to hear you back on KMOX. And it was. It was an incredible show and very impactful.
Now, you were with another person.
Well, Dr. Richard Lehman was on the phone with me. He happened to be in Colorado. Unfortunately, I really would have loved to have had him as my guest host in studio, but we did the first hour together, and then I did the second hour solo. But we talked a lot about something that I didn't talk about, Johnny, back when I did this for 8 years here on KMOX. It was always more about the training aspect, the physical aspect. And over the years, I've started incorporating more of the mental side, the life coaching side, which is so paramount. And so I teach my clients, it's all about the triangle of life. It's mental, physical, spiritual health, and trying to have that balance.
What is that triangle again?
Triangle of life.
What is it?
Mental,
physical, and
spiritual health.
Spiritual health.
Yes. So we have to take care of all of them in order to truly be balanced.
Sure.
Right?
Do you miss getting up early in the morning?
I do not.
What? I can't believe it.
Almost 30 years of it. It'll be about a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Yeah, Wednesday will be a month since I left Channel 5. And I will tell you, I haven't turned on the news, and my life has been so much better. It's been calmer.
Oh, I bet it has. What time do you have to get up for that?
1:30.
Oh,
1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yes. You know, back when you and I, you know, Johnny and I have a long friendship. We used to work together, and I would do news at WIL and WRTH, and I would just swivel the chair over, and sometimes we would sit there and talk so long that they would be waving their hands like, you got to get back on WIL.
That's the truth. They did.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. But I, you know, back then, I always say that I got a chance to sleep in a little bit because I didn't have to be there till 3:45. Mm-hmm. But with Channel 5, I went on at 4 a.m.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So we were starting at 2.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. No, I can understand why you're not going to miss that.
Oh, no.
My. Well, I now play the role of Ralph Edwards, and This Is Your Life. Where did you grow up, Monica?
Florissant, Missouri.
So you're at home.
Yes.
Right here. But you've worked elsewhere.
Well, I always say I was blessed that I was able to work either in St. Louis or just outside of it. So my beginning years in radio were at a station in Festus, Missouri. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was KJCF back then, KJFF now. And then I went to a station in DeSoto, and then I was at WIL.
Yeah, so you were right here. Well, that's very good. That's unusual.
It is. And that's what I want. You know, I'll go and speak to kids in school, et cetera. And I say, you normally have to go in a small market station, not in where you grew up. And that's why I always say I was blessed, because almost my entire 30 years have been in St. Louis.
No, that is quite unusual. But why did you do it? Why did you get in broadcasting?
It was a fluke, actually, Johnny. I don't know if I ever told you that, but I was studying medicine. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be an orthopedic doctor, actually. And I had which is on my website, by the way. If TheRealMonicaAdams.com gives the full, I'll give you the cliff notes, but the full story is on there. I had a massive blood clot when I was studying medicine at Mizzou. And had to come back to St. Louis and be monitored for 2 years.
Oh, my.
So I was taking all of my electives to transfer back. And I had an extra elective to take. And guess what I took?
I don't know.
Broadcasting.
No, did you really? Was it broadcasting?
And you want to know why? It was because I grew up watching Karen Foss and was enamored with such class. But I was interested in what she did. Not that I ever thought I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just my whole life changed. I still use all my studies from sports medicine in my personal training, obviously. But yeah, it's a fluke. Or it was meant to be.
Well, I think that's a better way to do it. Meant to be. What were your, on TV, Channel 2 and 5, were you pretty much doing the same thing at both stations, or was there some differences?
Channel 5 gave me a lot more opportunities. Channel 2, I did traffic here and there. I did some entertainment news. Mm-hmm. We did some fitness news. But that's really one of the reasons I left, is that I wanted to do so much more. I mean, you knew me doing news for so long, 12 years, covered sports, the Blues, the Rams, the Cardinals, wonderful time. And, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't happen. So I went over to 5 and was anchoring the 4 a.m. and then was the main fill-in during the pandemic. So I was anchoring everywhere, evenings, weekends, holidays. So yes, had a great opportunity. And then we started the Monica's Motivational Moments, which really filled my heart. And that was, I've been stopped by so many people, Johnny, of people saying, you saved me during the pandemic.
Gosh. Oh my.
Because we couldn't leave our houses, but people still wanted to be healthy and stay in shape, but they didn't know what to do. So that's really where that started.
Motivational Moments.
Monica's Motivational Moments. I loved it.
You can still do that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Now, do you do you had a thing here about Facebook you were saying.
I was going to go live for us, but we didn't have enough time. Were you going to ask me about a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought was coming out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. I saw the pee rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We are in talks to do just that, and I don't have a time of when it will start, but that's absolutely so. When a lot of people thought, oh my gosh, you're leaving media,
right?
There was a beautiful article that was written up in a City Lifestyle magazine, absolutely gorgeous. And I, one of the things I said was, can you do me a favor and not say that I'm leaving or retiring, because I'm not. I still want to do what I love, which is tell stories, but I want to do them in a positive way. I don't want to, you know, again, I've said this before, I don't want to get up at 1:30 in the morning and talk about something negative.
Mm-hmm.
I really just want to give back to this world. The fact that I was saved when I was 19 years old and could have been gone.
Yeah.
My parents were told I was not going to make it.
Oh my.
So I have always believed that I was kept here for a greater purpose. And that's what I just want to keep walking that path of nothing but positivity. So I did start my YouTube channel about 2 weeks ago, and everything on that will be positive news, making an impact, inspiring, motivating, you know, could be fitness tips. It could be helping, I've always loved fashion, so I'm doing that as well. So maybe it's fashion tips and helping men, helping women in that way. So the YouTube channel's there. The website has been there for, I guess, about a month, and everything is on there, and there's a lot.
Well, now, it's TheRealMonicaAdams.com. That's the website.
Yes.
Now, how do you find something on YouTube?
So on YouTube, it is at The Real Monica Adams, and I've posted a few videos on there already. It's my goal to, I might do more than once a week, but for sure be launching new video for you each week. And again, as I said, it may have something to do with something really positive going on in St. Louis, instead of focusing on negativity, talking about crime, et cetera.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the businesses. Let's talk about the people. You know that. All the people you're a legend, Johnny, and I have such mad respect for you. But
that's very sweet.
One of the things that you've always done well is focus on the positivity of St. Louis, the businesses, and helping grow that community. And I want to do the same thing. It's all about that. So, but it's also pulling all my passions together,
mm-hmm.
fitness, fashion, lifestyle, entertainment, I'm a big foodie, so, you know, showcasing different aspects of new things. And for people who have maybe not discovered one that's been around for a long time, bringing them back up so that they're at the top of, you know, people talking, oh, wow, I forgot about that restaurant. So it's all those. And we're going to be doing retreats out we actually did one a couple of months ago, and we are in talks to do one in the spring.
Where?
Do you know Stone Soup Cottage?
Oh, I've heard of it.
Cottleville. Uh-huh. It's now called La Champ de Fleur, and it's become a wonderful health and wellness respite. So we're going to be doing in the spring, and we'll be letting everybody know the date, but that'll be coming up, and we'll showcase a lot of things that have to do, like I told you earlier, about the whole triangle of life, the physical side, the mental side, the spiritual side, and it will be a mini retreat.
So what happens on such a retreat?
So the one we did a couple of months ago, people showed up and I did more of the life coaching that I do with my private clients. We did a talk for about an hour and really dug into why taking care of that mental side is so important. And it was really, it was empowering, and it was also very emotional. Mm-hmm. Brand new people I've never talked to before. And a lot of emotions were let loose, which was really cool. And then we did some yoga, but that can always change. And then in an incredible three-course pairing, Carl and Nancy McConnell that own Stone Soup, they do that well, and they do it really, really well. So that's their wheelhouse, and then they let us do our wheelhouse, our fitness side, or our life coaching side. So, yes, and I'm going to be bringing some of the people that I'm currently working with. So when I left Channel 5, it was almost immediate that I started doing semi private training in a men's retail store.
My goodness.
Right? So before they... So there's a place in Kirkwood called Mark Anthony's. Mark Anthony's Gifts and Spa. And I am doing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm training there before they ever open their doors. So early in the morning, we have everything moved out and we have no more than five people. So it could be body weight resistance. It could be yoga. It could be Pilates. Mm-hmm. Men and women are both there. I've had a 17-year-old all the way up to people in their 80s. Mm-hmm. And we're training there. And then I'm also training a little more hardcore. Like if someone's wanting just body weight resistance, it's being done there. If they want to be in the gym and they want all the equipment, I joined with Force Performance in Brentwood. So I'm doing different places.
Force.
Yeah, like the Force.
Yeah.
The Force be with you. Force Performance in Brentwood. So former St. Louis Blue, Rick Wilson, his son Brock, and his wife Brittany, they opened that over a year ago. An incredible gym. And so I just started there about a week ago. So kind of taking my own clients. I'm not just there to, you know, just there. Like if you walked in,
sure.
It's all by appointment only. And then I'm doing my styling at the same place where I'm doing the semi-private
training.
What
do you mean by styling?
Styling men and women. So helping them really know their true potential when it comes to fashion. So that is, if I'm going to do it at Mark Anthony's, it's the brands he already has there. That's the men's side. He owns Christopher's right across from Kirkwood Farmers Market.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a women's boutique in there. So women could say, you know what, Mom, Monica, I grew up watching you on TV and I always love to see what you're wearing. So now it's people coming in and saying, okay, it's not me saying, here, wear what I'm wearing, right? We all have to find our own style.
Right, of course.
So I help them with that. And then we actually do design, true custom design work at Bespoke in Clayton. And that's where men and women both.
Bespoke.
Bespoke.
In Clayton.
Yes, in Clayton. That's where I do my custom design work. And so
what is Bespoke?
Bespoke, they've been around for 30 years. The gentleman, actually, his name is David Corbett. He used to do this in Atlanta, and then he came into St. Louis. His place was in Town and Country, and then he moved to Clayton, Missouri. And people can come in and have a private appointment, and we'll go through all the swatches, the buttons, this everything. It's being designed, so if you wanted to have a sweater made, a jacket made. I mean, it used to be, Johnny, used to be just suits, right? Mm-hmm. And used to be tech.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Service and Monica Adams is with us. This is Johnny Rabbit, and we begin at the beginning here of our little talk. It was so strange last week. I called Monica and said, come on the air. She said, you'll do it. And then that very night, Friday, there you are on the air for two solid hours, a big show.
It was funny. I said, oh, I'll actually be there this evening.
And it was very interesting. Though I didn't hear the whole thing, but I heard the beginning and the end.
It was wonderful. I have had tons of people stop me in the gym and just say, oh my gosh, it was great to hear you back on KMOX. And it was. It was an incredible show and very impactful.
Now, you were with another person.
Well, Dr. Richard Lehman was on the phone with me. He happened to be in Colorado. Unfortunately, I really would have loved to have had him as my guest host in studio. But we did the first hour together, and then I did the second hour solo. But we talked a lot about something that I didn't talk about, Johnny, back when I did this for 8 years here on KMOX. It was always more about the training aspect, the physical aspect. And over the years, I've started incorporating more of the mental side, the life coaching side, which is so paramount. And so I teach my clients, it's all about the triangle of life. It's mental, physical, spiritual health, and trying to have that balance.
What is that triangle again?
Triangle of life.
What is it?
Mental,
physical, and
spiritual health.
Spiritual health.
Yes. So we have to take care of all of them in order to truly be balanced.
Sure.
Right?
Do you miss getting up early in the morning?
I do not.
What? I can't believe it.
Almost 30 years of it. It'll be about a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Yeah, Wednesday will be a month since I left Channel 5. And I will tell you, I haven't turned on the news, and my life has been so much better. It's been calmer.
Oh, I bet it has. What time do you have to get up for that?
1:30.
Oh,
1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yes. You know, back when you and I, you know, Johnny and I have a long friendship. We used to work together, and I would do news at WIL and WRTH, and I would just swivel the chair over, and sometimes we would sit there and talk so long that they would be waving their hands like, you got to get back on WIL.
That's the truth. They did.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. But I, you know, back then, I always say that I got a chance to sleep in a little bit because I didn't have to be there till 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
But with Channel 5, I went on at 4 a.m.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So we were starting at 2.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. No, I can understand why you didn't. Not going to miss that.
Oh, no.
My.
No.
Well, I now play the role of Ralph Edwards, and This Is Your Life. Where did you grow up, Monica?
Florissant, Missouri.
So you're at home.
Yes.
Right here. But you've worked elsewhere.
Well, I always say I was blessed that I was able to work either in St. Louis or just outside of it. So the, my beginning years in radio were at a station in Festus, Missouri. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was KJCF back then, KJFF now. And then I went to a station in DeSoto, and then I was at WIL.
Yeah, so you were right here. Well, that's very good. That's unusual.
It is. And that's what I want. You know, I'll go and speak to kids in school, et cetera. And I say, you normally have to go in a small market station, not in where you grew up. And that's why I always say I was blessed, because almost my entire 30 years have been in St. Louis.
No, that is quite unusual. But why did you do it? Why did you get in broadcasting?
It was a fluke, actually, Johnny. I don't know if I ever told you that, but I was studying medicine. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be an orthopedic doctor, actually. And I had a, which is on my website, by the way, if therealmonicaadams.com gives the full, I'll give you the cliff notes, but the full story is on there of I had a massive blood clot when I was studying medicine at Mizzou and had to come back to St. Louis and be monitored for 2 years.
Oh, my.
So I was taking all of my electives to transfer back. And I had an extra elective to take. And guess what I took?
I don't know.
Broadcasting.
No, did you really? Was
yes.
it broadcasting?
And you want to know why? It was because I grew up watching Karen Foss was enamored with just, such class. But I was interested in what she did. Not that I ever thought I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just my whole life changed. I still use all my studies from sports medicine in my personal training, obviously. But yeah, it's a fluke. Or it was meant to be.
Well, I think that's a better way to do it. It was meant to be. What were your, on TV, Channel 2 and 5, were you pretty much doing the same thing at both stations, or was there some differences?
Channel 5 gave me a lot more opportunities. Channel 2, I did traffic here and there. I did some entertainment news. Mm-hmm. We did some fitness news, but that's really one of the reasons I left, is that I wanted to do so much more. I mean, you knew me doing news for so long, 12 years, covered sports, the Blues, the Rams, the Cardinals, wonderful time, and, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't happen, so I went over to 5 and was anchoring the 4 a.m. and then was the main fill-in during the pandemic. So I was anchoring everywhere, evenings, weekends, holidays. So yes, had a great opportunity. And then we started the Monica's Motivational Moments, which really filled my heart. And that was, I've been stopped by so many people, Johnny, of people saying, you saved me during the pandemic.
Gosh. Oh my.
Because we couldn't leave our houses, but people still wanted to be healthy and stay in shape, but they didn't know what to do. So that's really where that started.
Motivational Moments.
Monica's Motivational Moments. I loved it.
You can still do that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Now, do you do a, you had a thing here about Facebook you were saying.
I was going to go live for us, but we didn't have enough time. Were you going to ask me about a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought was coming out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. I saw the pee rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We are in talks to do just that, and I don't have a time of when it will start, but that's absolutely so. When a lot of people thought, oh my gosh, you're leaving media,
right?
There was a beautiful article that was written up in a City Lifestyle magazine, absolutely gorgeous. And I, one of the things I said was, can you do me a favor and not say that I'm leaving or retiring, because I'm not. I still want to do what I love, which is tell stories, but I want to do them in a positive way. I don't want to, again, I've said this before. I don't want to get up at 1:30 in the morning and talk about something negative.
Mm-hmm.
I really just want to give back to this world. The fact that I was saved when I was 19 years old and could have been gone.
Yeah.
My parents were told I was not going to make it.
Oh my.
So I have always believed that I was kept here for a greater purpose. And that's what I just want to keep walking that path of nothing but positivity. So I did start my YouTube channel about 2 weeks ago, and everything on that will be positive news, making an impact, inspiring, motivating, you know, could be fitness tips. It could be helping, you know, I've always loved fashion, so I'm doing that as well. So maybe it's fashion tips and helping men, helping women in that way. So the YouTube channel's there. The website has been there for, I guess, about a month, and everything is on there, and there's a lot.
Well, it's therealmonicaadams.com. That's the website.
Yes.
Now, how do you find something on YouTube?
So on YouTube, it is at The Real Monica Adams, and I've posted a few videos on there already. It's my goal to, I might do more than once a week, but for sure be launching new video for you each week. And again, as I said, it may have something to do with something really positive going on in St. Louis, instead of focusing on negativity, talking about crime, et cetera. Let's talk about the businesses. Let's talk about the people. You know that. All the people you've, you know, you're a legend, Johnny, and I have such mad respect for you.
That's very sweet.
One of the things that you've always done well is focus on the positivity of St. Louis, the businesses, and helping grow that community. And I want to do the same thing. And it's all about that. So, but it's also pulling all my passions together. Mm-hmm. Fitness, fashion, lifestyle, entertainment. I'm a big foodie, so, you know, showcasing different aspects of new things. And for people who have maybe not discovered one that's been around for a long time, bringing them back up so mm-hmm. that they're at the top of, you know, people talking, oh, wow, I forgot about that restaurant. So it's all those. And we're going to be doing retreats out at, we actually did one a couple of months ago, and we are in talks to do one in the spring.
Where?
Do you know Stone Soup Cottage?
Oh, I've heard of it.
It was out in Cattleville.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's now called La Chambre de Flore, and it's become a wonderful health and wellness respite. So we're going to be doing in the spring, and we'll be letting everybody know the date, but that'll be coming up, and we'll showcase a lot of things that have to do, like I told you earlier, about the whole triangle of life, the physical side, the mental side, the spiritual side, and it will be a mini retreat.
So what happens on such a retreat?
So the one we did a couple of months ago, people showed up and I did more of the life coaching that I do with my private clients. We did a talk for about an hour and really dug into why taking care of that mental side is so important. And it was really, it was empowering, and it was also very emotional. Mm-hmm. Brand new people I've never talked to before. Mm. And a lot of emotions were let loose, which was really cool. And then we did some yoga, but that can always change. And then an incredible three-course pairing, Carl and Nancy McConnell that own Stone Soup. They do that well, and they do it really, really well. So that's their wheelhouse, and then they let us do our wheelhouse, our fitness side, or our life coaching side. So, yes, and I'm going to be bringing some of the people that I'm currently working with. So when I left Channel 5, it was almost immediate that I started doing semi-private training in a mm-hmm. men's retail store.
My goodness.
Right? So before they... So there's a place in Kirkwood called Mark Anthony's. Mark Anthony's Gifts and Spa. And I am doing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm training there before they ever open their doors. So early in the morning, we have everything moved out and we have no more than five people. So it could be body weight resistance. It could be yoga. It could be Pilates. Mm-hmm. Men and women are both there. I've had a 17-year-old all the way up to people in their 80s. Mm-hmm. And we're training there. And then I'm also training a little more hardcore. Like if someone's wanting just body weight resistance, it's being done there. If they want to be in the gym and they want all the equipment, I joined with Force Performance in Brentwood. So I'm doing two different places.
Force.
Yeah, like the Force.
Yeah.
The Force be with you. Force Performance in Brentwood. So former St. Louis Blue, Rick Wilson, his son Brock, and his wife Brittany, they opened that over a year ago. An incredible gym. And so I just started there about a week ago. So kind of taking my own clients. I'm not just there to, you know, just there. Like if you walked in,
sure,
it's all by appointment only. And then I'm doing my styling at the same place where I'm doing the semi-private training.
What do you mean by styling?
Styling men and women. So helping them really know their true potential when it comes to fashion. So that is, if I'm going to do it at Mark Anthony's, it's the brands he already has there. That's the men's side. He owns Christopher's right across from Kirkwood Farmers Market.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a women's boutique in there. So women could say, you know what, Mom, Monica, I grew up watching you on TV, and I always love to see what you're wearing. So now it's people coming in and saying, okay, it's not me saying, here, wear what I'm wearing, right? We all have to find our own style.
Right, of course.
So I help them with that. And then we actually do design, true custom design work at Bespoke in Clayton. And that's where men and women both.
Bespoke.
Bespoke.
In Clayton.
Yes, in Clayton. That's where I do my custom design work. And so,
what is Bespoke?
Bespoke, they've been around for 30 years. The gentleman, actually, his name is David Corbett. He used to do this in Atlanta, and then he came into St. Louis. His place was in Town and Country, and then he moved to Clayton, Missouri. And people can come in and have a private appointment, and we'll go through all the swatches, the buttons, this everything. It's being designed. So if you wanted to have a sweater made, a jacket made, I mean, it used to be, Johnny, used to be just suits, right? Mm-hmm. And it used to be tuxedos and sport coats, et cetera. Now it literally is jeans, t-shirts, hoodies. I mean, name it, shoes, ties. So it doesn't matter. I've done a lot of things for weddings, but it's really just, it's fun to be able to do something so creative. And it now runs the gamut. It doesn't have to be the mindset of formal. It really is just, let's customize something. And people love, like they open up their jackets. Oh, it says made for Johnny Rabbit.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. So,
yes.
Would you do that? Would you do the honors and tell them what to do?
Tell them to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us right here on KMOX.
It's At Your Service time, and this is Johnny Rabbit, Monica Adams. We've been talking about a lot of interesting stuff off the air that we should this be bespoke in designing, like for men's fashion. You know, I have a very hard time finding clothes that I really like. I mean, really hard time. I don't even know where to go.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that people first get introduced to custom. It's either I don't like what I'm seeing out there on the rack, or my body style doesn't really match something that's just off the rack. And then when I take it, I have to go and get it tailored. So why not look into, and I think one of the things we have to do is make people understand that when you say the word custom, the first thing they think of is expensive.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yep, that is the first thing I think of.
And it's not. I remember when I did it years back, a guy would come in and he would buy about a $500 suit. And I would say, okay, but you're going to have to change a lot of this because of how you're built or you're taller or whatever it may be. And it then became, oh, well, how about we start to talk about custom? Oh, I can't afford custom. And I said, what do you think it is? And so they would go into their mind of thousands and thousands of dollars. Can you spend that much? Sure. Do you have to? Absolutely not. There are suits that can be made for about $599. So that's almost exactly what they were buying off the rack.
Yeah, that would be.
And we're talking about better fabrics. We're talking about literally made to you. I mean, we take probably about 25 to 30 measurements all to you. And so it fits you like a glove. And I love that. That's the part that I'm doing in Clayton at Bespoke.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I've done that for years at different places, but this, I've been with Bespoke for about a year now.
What about your own fashion design and clothes?
That's
Monica
my dream.
Adams.
Really? Well, you know, we are talking about
that. Did you hear Pat Eby, who was on, or do you know Pat was on a little while ago?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to send the information. Pat Eby was in the fashion business for years.
Okay.
Years and years and years when there were a lot of fashion houses in St. Louis.
Sure.
And now she concentrates on writing. But her writing would be something to write about what you're doing. And I think she said in the Post at this point she's had 804 articles.
Wonderful.
There's one in the paper today. There was one in the paper last Wednesday.
Okay.
And it is about fashion. Mm-hmm. It's about what people do, where they live, where they eat, that type of stuff. You should get together with her.
I would love that.
I'll get you that information.
Well, I think you knew this when I reached to work with you forever ago. I always believed I was an old soul, and that even when I was in grade school, I used to always just kind of, I'd want to talk to my friends' parents more than my friends at the time, because I was just enamored with what I believe is just a simpler time.
Yeah.
A class, the class of the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. I mean, I just look at the fashion back then, or even the 1800s. You look at the fashion, and it just was just overwhelming to me of just how beautiful it was. And the men in their hats and always in suits.
Was,
and the women, I miss the kick pleats and the pencil skirts. And so what you just asked me, 100%. I will tell you, if you had me on again in about a half of a year, maybe in a year, I will probably be telling you that, yes, we launched a line of Monica Adams athletic clothes and class and et cetera. The only way to actually bring it back is to design it.
Yeah.
Because if it's not there, then we have to make it.
Yeah. Well, that's very true. That's good. Well, I'll be so happy to talk about that. I've noticed in your on your website. What is that website again?
TheRealMonicaAdams.com.
Something about personal transformation.
Well, you know, and so I have had a transformation journey group private on Facebook for years. And in that, obviously, I did personal training. So we would do classes or semi-private. But the most powerful night is Thursday evening. And I'm still doing it with them. Hmm. And it was all about bringing it together and doing the life coaching. I had no idea when I designed it that it was going to be as powerful as it was. Mm-hmm. And very much became kind of like my own podcast. I had people on all over the world as guests with me.
My gosh.
And just for these 10 girls. And it was very moving. It was very, very powerful of, because there's a trust factor of what they would allow people to know about them, right? You come into the group first, not knowing anybody, and you hold back. Just like anything.
Sure.
You start to trust that someone has your back, and will lift you up, and you'll inspire each other together. So we've been doing that on Thursday nights, and it's truly transforming. Transforming them in more confidence, letting go of past trauma, and becoming truly who they've always wanted to become. So it's that transformation mentally, physically, spiritually.
That is interesting. Very, very much so.
Thank you.
So there's so many places to find out about this. The website, I guess, is the best place to start.
That's the easiest one. And I've had a lot of people over the last almost 4 weeks that have reached out and said, I'm really interested in the life coaching. I'm interested in semi-private training or private training, or I want to book you for emceeing or auctioneering for our organizations, or companies saying, I want you to come speak for us.
Oh, yeah.
So that's that's actually on the Contact Us page. Booking, there's, I have a booking agent and then I have a manager on there that we'll set that up. If it's,
so have you been doing a lot of that?
I have. And there's a lot coming up. Yeah, looking forward to that. I mean, I've always done MC here and there, but now it's, I have a lot more freedom.
Right.
I have the opportunity to do that, and I'm excited about it. MCing for nonprofits, obviously, but also for companies to say, I'd like for you to come and speak and do motivational speaking for us.
That would be the key.
Yes. You understand that?
Absolutely.
It's a powerful thing to really impact a company, to get them to be more centered, inspired, and then more productive.
That's the bottom line.
Right?
That's what they want. You know, I was talking to Steve Moore here at KMOX, and he said, this is going to be my new title at the station on my business cards.
Director of Emotional Stability.
That's me.
Oh, I like it.
The Director of Emotional Stability. Well, let's see.
Yep.
This is, there was a sign about transformations that for decades, long as I can remember, was in the window. This place is now gone. The whole building is gone. It was at 3838 Olive Street, just a little bit east of Vandeven, or south side of the street. It was the Otto and Anna Grimm Costume Shop.
Okay.
And a little sign in the window was one of these glass signs with gold on it. Transformations made here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had that sign and gave it to somebody.
Oh, I would love that.
A writer at the Post-Dispatch who is not in St. Louis anymore, and I don't think she'll want to give up the Transformations Made Here sign. I do like all of the things you're doing. I think it's great, and it's also good. You mentioned orthopedic doctor that you wanted to be. What about working with people as far as arthritis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have been doing that. And for 3 years, I worked with seniors over at Friendship Village in Sunset Hills.
Good place.
That just ended, probably just a couple of months ago. But that was so fulfilling because for so many reasons. Obviously, you want them to feel better, but it was also, they looked forward to it so much. It was the social side as well.
Sure, of course.
But yeah, pretty much from a 10-year-old to a 95-year-old, I've trained them.
That's great. This is wonderful. I'm sorry we're out of time.
Yes. We always have fun together.
It goes by too darn fast. We're going to have lunch again someday.
I would love that.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Now when I get home, I'm going to work on my Charles Atlas dynamic tension course. That's what's kept me going all these years. All right, Monica, thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you. Coming up next week, one of our guests is going to be talking about a guy you don't know about. But you should. The Life and Times of Missouri's Charles Parsons. Say you didn't know about him. Between Art and War. This will take us back to the 19th century. That's on KMOX at your service next week. It's At Your Service time, and this is Johnny Rabbit, Monica Adams. We've been talking about a lot of interesting stuff off the air that we should just bespoke in designing, like for men's fashion. You know, I have a very hard time finding clothes that I really like. I mean, really hard time. Honestly, I don't even know where to go.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that people first get introduced to custom. It's either I don't like what I'm seeing out there on the rack, or my body style doesn't really match something that's just off the rack. And then when I take it, I have to go and get it tailored. Mm-hmm. So why not look into, and I think one of the things we have to do is make people understand that when you say the word custom, the first thing they think of is expensive.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yep, that is the first thing I think of.
And it's not. I remember when I did it years back, a guy would come in and he would buy about a $500 suit. And I would say, okay, but you're going to have to change a lot of this because of how you're built or you're taller or whatever it may be. And it then became, oh, well, how about we start to talk about custom? Oh, I can't afford custom. And I said, what do you think it is? And so they would go into their mind of thousands and thousands of dollars. Can you spend that much? Sure. Do you have to? Absolutely not. There are suits that can be made for about $599.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost exactly what they were buying off the rack.
Yeah, that would be.
And we're talking about better fabrics. We're talking about literally made to you. I mean, we take probably about 25 to 30 measurements all to you. And so it fits you like a glove. And I love that. That's the part that I'm doing in Clayton at Bespoke.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I've done that for years at different places, but I've been with Bespoke for about a year now.
What about your own fashion design of clothes?
That's
Monica
my dream.
Adams.
Really? Well, you know, we are talking about
that.
Did
you hear Pat Eby, who was on, or do you know Pat, who was on a little while ago?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to send the information. Pat Eby was in the fashion business for years.
Okay.
Years and years and years, when there were a lot of fashion houses in St.
Sure,
Louis.
Sure.
And now she concentrates on writing. But her writing, I would be something to write about what you're doing. And I think she said in the Post at this point, she's had 804 articles.
Wonderful.
There's one in the paper today. There was one in the paper last Wednesday.
Okay.
And it is about fashion. Mm-hmm. It's about what people do, where they live, where they eat, that type of stuff. You should get together with her.
I would love that.
I'll get you that information.
Well, I think you knew this when I reached to work with you forever ago. I always believed I was an old soul, and that even when I was in grade school, I used to always just kind of, I'd want to talk to my friends' parents more than my friends at the time, because I was just enamored with what I believe is just a simpler time.
Yeah.
A class, the class of the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. I mean, I just look at the fashion back then, or even the 1800s. You look at the fashion, and it just was just overwhelming to me of just how beautiful it was. And the men in their hats, and always in suits,
was,
and the women. I miss the kick pleats and the pencil skirts. And so what you just asked me, 100%. I will tell you, if you had me on again in about a half of a year, maybe in a year, I will probably be telling you that, yes, we launched a line of Monica Adams athletic clothes and class and et cetera. The only way to actually bring it back is to design it.
Yeah.
Because if it's not there, then we have to make it.
Yeah. Well, that's very true. That's good. Well, I'll be so happy to talk about that. I've noticed in your on your website. What is that website again?
TheRealMonicaAdams.com.
Something about personal transformation.
Well, you know, and so I have had a transformation journey group private on Facebook for years. And in that, obviously, I did personal training. So we would do classes or semi-private. But the most powerful night is Thursday evening. And I'm still doing it with them. Hmm. And it was all about bringing it together and doing the life coaching. I had no idea when I designed it that it was going to be as powerful as it was. Mm-hmm. And very much became kind of like my own podcast. I had people on all over the world as guests with me.
My gosh.
And just for these 10 girls. And it was very moving. It was very, very powerful because there's a trust factor of what they would allow people to know about them, right? You come into the group first, not knowing anybody, and you hold back.
Yes,
just like anything.
Sure.
You start to trust that someone has your back and will lift you up, and then you'll inspire each other together. So we've been doing that on Thursday nights, and it's truly transforming. Transforming them in more confidence, letting go of past trauma, and becoming truly who they've always wanted to become. So it's that transformation mentally, physically, spiritually.
That is interesting. Very, very much so.
Thank you.
So there's so many places to find out about this. The website, I guess, is the best place to start.
That's the easiest one. And then I've had a lot of people over the last almost 4 weeks that have reached out and said, I'm really interested in the life coaching. I'm interested in semi-private training or private training, or I want to book you for emceeing or auctioneering for our organizations, or companies saying, I want you to come speak for us.
Oh, yeah.
So that's actually on the Contact Us page. Booking, I have a booking agent, and then I have a manager on there that we'll set that up.
Have you been doing a lot of that?
I have. And there's a lot coming up. Yeah, looking forward to that. I mean, I've always done MC here and there, but now I have a lot more freedom.
Right.
I have the opportunity to do that, and I'm excited about it. MCing for nonprofits, obviously, but also for companies to say, I'd like for you to come and speak and do motivational speaking for us.
That would be the key.
Yes. You understand that?
Absolutely.
It's a powerful thing to really impact a company, to get them to be more centered, inspired, and then more productive.
That's the bottom line.
Right?
That's what they want. I was talking to Steve Moore here at KMOX, and this is going to be my new title at the station on my business cards.
Director of Emotional Stability.
That's me.
Oh, I like it.
The Director of Emotional Stability. Well, let's see.
Yep.
There was a sign about transformations that for decades, long as I can remember, was in the window. This place is now gone. The whole building is gone. It was at 3838 Olive Street, just a little bit east of Vandeventer, south side of the street. It was the Otto and Anna Grimm Costume Shop.
Okay.
And a little sign in the window was one of these glass signs with gold on it. transformations made here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had that sign and gave it to somebody.
Oh, I would love that.
A writer at the Post-Dispatch who is not in St. Louis anymore, and I don't think she'll want to give up the transformations made here sign. I do like all of the things you're doing. I think it's great, and it's also good. You mentioned an orthopedic doctor that you wanted to be. What about working with people as far as arthritis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have been doing that. And for 3 years, I worked with seniors over at Friendship Village in Sunset Hills.
Good place.
That just ended, probably just a couple of months ago. But that was so fulfilling because for so many reasons. Obviously, you want them to feel better, but it was also, they looked forward to it so much. It was the social side
as
well.
Of course.
But yeah, pretty much from a 10-year-old to a 95-year-old, I've trained them.
Oh, that's great. This is wonderful. I'm sorry we're out of time.
Yeah, yes. We always have fun together.
It goes by too darn fast. We're going to have lunch again someday.
I would love that.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Now when I get home, I'm going to work on my Charles Atlas dynamic tension course. That's what's kept me going all these years. All right, Monica, thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you. Coming up next week, one of our guests is going to be talking about a guy you don't know about. But you should. The Life and Times of Missouri's Charles Parsons. See, you didn't know about him. Between Art and War. This will take us back to the 19th century. That's on KMOX at your service next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.